Great. Welcome to our NSL live meeting. Our, all the ways known as the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. Today on Tuesday, May 9th, 2017 at 6 p.m. I'd like to welcome everyone out. And we're going to go over a few different things on our agenda tonight. Our first item is the Polynesian Cultural Festival. As we do not have anyone representing the Polynesian Cultural Festival, we will move that to the last item on the business. Our second item is, oh, and just as a note, we have been informed that all recordings of our events will now, and our meetings will now be posted to the website. So we just want to make sure that all board members are aware of the fact that all things will now be recorded and available to the public to listen to, as will all previous meetings as well.
What?
Anything recorded is now going to be
running
soon.
It'll be since 2014.
Retroactive.
Yeah, from 2014 on.
Everything that we've said will now be on there.
We've only said good things.
Luckily for those of us who are no longer members of the board, that is what it is. So, on to the Kite Festival. We had it this Saturday. It was a nice windy day, which was great for kites. We had Gion's World Martial Arts come, and they did an amazing Taekwondo demonstration. I mean, these members of this dojo are really talented. I mean, they had a whole show and performance they put on where everything was coordinated, everything was great. So that was amazing. We also were fortunate to have North Salt Lake Bible Church also support us in our event. They provided us water as well as fruit snacks for the kids during the event. And I was able to introduce both groups to everyone who were in attendance. We also had our corporate sponsor, A Wind of Change, come. They did kite flying on a professional scale throughout the event, as well as were there available to talk to anyone about kite flying who was interested.
But do you know if they had many people go over and talk to them?
I think of some people went over to watch, but not probably as many as...
It was really, really cool.
But they said they still enjoyed it. They enjoyed getting out. Actually, the owners of it had a spinner kite that is a ground kite. And basically, it is a funnel that is about two stories tall, two stories wide, and it just catches the wind and rolls. Just rolls along the grass and bounces and mows over people who were there in the way, and kids were having a blast being mowed over by this kite. So it was good.
Was it the Matt Jensen Kite Festival? It was his birthday?
It was Matt's birthday, so we had a kite festival.
There was no singing, so that was great. At one point, Steve stood up and he said, "Hey, a few announcements," and I thought, oh no.
I should have done that. I'm sorry, Matt.
No, I was happy that you didn't.
On the announcement note, though, let's mention that we need a microphone. We need a set, a sound system.
Yes, and we've talked about that, so I'll update as another note at the end. So we probably gave around, I don't know the exact count, but probably about 250 kites. We had ordered 300, so we'll have 50 for next year, about-ish. I haven't counted. But it seemed to go very well. Everyone got their kites up. We had tons up in the air at the same time. We usually like to have, and we had people showing up right at 10, and we had people there showing up right at noon. And we were not allowed to leave until 12:30, until those last people were done decorating their kites. So it all went well. So thank you for those who came out. Bruce and Camille both came out, and Matt, to be there, but we also had some members of City Council come out as well. Other members, the mayor came out.
Yay, Youth City Council.
Or Lisa, our new member, also came out. I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, that's okay.
So we did have a lot of participation, and I do want a special call out to our Youth City Council. They came out in force, which was amazing because they handled all of the tails, which is the worst part of the Kite Festival, is putting the tails on all these finished kites, because everyone has their own wants and colors and everything else.
It was blessed windy.
Yeah, and they took to it, and they got everyone's tails on, and were doing really well, so it was a good event.
And they decorated these kites.
Yes, so North Salt Lake, Youth City Council did
that. Yeah, that's cool.
And then each of our sponsors did North Salt Lake Bible Church, Gion's World Martial Arts also did one of each of theirs that had their insignias on and hung them up. So that was fun.
Really impressive. It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which that was Elisa's idea to ask them to do that, which was an amazing idea.
Yep. That was great.
My contribution just said, color on me this side.
So I left there and went to a soccer game. And during the soccer game, like, the wind picked up and it started to rain. And I thought about you guys. Did that cause a problem at all?
So there was a huge part where there was a sudden storm and wind gusts. And, you know, there was dirt everywhere flying and people screaming and couldn't get their kites down because they were flying out of control.
They're usually lofting like this, but they were kind of like this at that point.
And everyone kind of took off, and that lasted about 10 minutes, and then it was nice again.
It was beautiful again.
It looked foreboding. It looked like it was coming.
But that's right when Councilman Mumford and his family were coming. They were just getting in their car. That huge gust came through, and they got out of their car, went back inside.
Oh. That's funny.
If they had just driven over, it would have been done by the time they got there. Mm-hmm. But it's all good.
It was beautiful.
And
where do we put the pictures? Where do we send pictures?
Linda.
Just maybe take a few.
Yeah.
So do you have a box folder to upload photos?
I know there are drop boxes that they use to give us stuff, but I don't know about, like, the city putting up for the city council. I'm not sure how that drop box works going the other direction.
Where will they go from Linda? Do they go to the Facebook page?
She has already posted. She posted some to the Facebook page already of people who've submitted photos.
Oh, cool.
So she did a collage already.
One thing we could start doing with events is to advertise either on the posters or any other places we can think of is to have people hashtag the same hashtag for this, like NSL City or NSL Live or something.
Great idea.
And then you could start seeing pictures from all over.
Hashtag on the posters or anything.
Yeah, just an announcement, like, you know, just tag us in your pictures and on the Facebook
page. We'll just establish what the hashtag is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
That's great.
And that's it. So our next event, well, not our next event, but our next thing on the agenda would be...
And thank you, by the way, for the Kite Festival.
Yep. You're welcome.
It was great.
Yeah.
Good
event. It's a fun event.
And I thought our poster maker, she was...
Rachel did a great job. She said... Tell me if you don't like it. You know, I can do other things and I get this. I'm like,
love it.
What? Don't need to change anything.
Got our sponsor down there. It's good. So do we have a series yet? A four, maybe? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know if we're still going to hang them in City Hall.
We should.
I had that idea, too. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what we've been collecting them. By the way, I put two in your box to go to our corporate sponsors.
Awesome.
To Chevron and Big West Oil, so I didn't know if you, sometimes you drop by.
Yeah, I didn't see them, so I didn't drop them out by ahead of time.
Okay, no, that's fine. And then, do you already have the Abracadabra posters as well?
I have some left that I can give you to take over.
Just go Linda, it's just a picture.
I would like it.
So that's just in, like, the archive of...
Does Linda have this picture of... I think she has the poster, probably.
She has a...
It's been shared on Facebook.
Yes, she shared it. Yes. There was a little confusion on our posting because it was said that there was going to be a demonstration by Mass Ascension versus by a Wind of Change.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
like a
of
good
having
band.
That, we're going to have a Mass Ascension.
What a great band name, Mass Ascension.
But maybe Mass Ascension's confusing. Maybe we should just not put Mass Ascension on our future posters.
What is that?
Everybody
mass flying. Everyone flies at the same time.
That's what balloon festival people do.
That's what they call
it. Try to go up at once.
We had a lot of people all just going to fly at once, too. But
It was really cool to see the pictures. Like, just see the sky full of...
It was,
I don't know if I took any picture of it.
Elisa said, come see this.
I know.
She walked me over, and as we got closer to the edge of the pavilion, here's all these...
It's nice, because anyone can fly a kite, as long as it's not under Bowery. Which I tried to fly it under the Bowery, but then it wasn't working, so I just moved outside the Bowery.
And it took off.
I just tried to say all you have to do is hold it and it will fly, and it wouldn't do that under the Bowery. I moved outside the Bowery and then
and
it flew.
Did.
It just goes.
Pound a steak.
There's nothing you need to do.
I just love the pictures of kids that are kind of like looking around doing something else.
Yeah.
Kind of strung out the whole way because there's nothing to do.
My toddler.
I think it's really spoiling them though. They're going to have another kite day where they don't have that kite and they're going to like, well.
And
it was really funny,
though. What is it called? A sled kite?
A sled kite.
Yeah, it was funny because one of the guys from the dojo, one of the kids from the dojo, who was really talented, but he lost his kite and it just flew off on its own. He went chasing it across the field and could never catch the string. It was always just a little too high.
He couldn't do a taekwondo leap.
He should have. Really.
They were doing that earlier.
Yeah. So, on to the 5K. NOLA.
So, 5K. So, Lori sent me all the documents from last year. Thank you very much. So this is going to be very helpful. And it is now posted and active on active.com. So, it has been activated. So, you can go in and get it set up. I do still need to get the paper sign-up sheets to you, Sally.
Okay.
So, I wanted to try and get them to be a similar logo to what the logo from the shirt, so that it's kind of consistent. I still, so, and it was just this past week that I was able to get it activated on the website. So I still have to contact the running sites. That's generally just a really quick email, and they get back to me right away, so that's a day or so turnaround, but I do still need to do that. And checking on the city website, I guess I need to get the updated blurb to Linda, because the blurb that's on there is not correct. And it's also not linked to the calendar. The only thing on that day for the calendar is the Speedfest. So I will email her on that. And I did email Demetrio for timing, and I haven't heard back from him. But last year I had to call him, so I will follow up with a phone call with him. I think he's better with phones than email. And that's kind of where I am. I know the last time we had some suggestions for folks who wanted to do things, and if the folks who were talking to me, if we can get together and get some contact names so that I know who I'm trying to talk to, like the Alpine Cleaning or Lee's, you know, about those folks, then it will be helpful. I also know that you had a list of some of the folks.
The past sponsors, there's a list
right,
with contact.
Right. But
does that include Alpine Cleaning?
The Alpine was skipped, I think.
Because they didn't help last year.
Yeah.
I probably have it from the year before, maybe. I can look.
So I don't know a name, because I was just down at St. George, and they were there, and they said, oh, hey, I talked to James about supporting the 5K this year, and I said, that sounds great.
Okay.
But I know they had names. I know they told them to me,
right,
but I didn't think
about that. I'll look from a couple years ago, and if I've got it from there, I'll send it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, I probably have an email of the guy that I was contacting, but I don't know if that's the same one we want to utilize.
I think I don't know how many people they have in the company here.
I worked with the person at Lee's who makes decisions about where they send their money. I'm trying to see if I can find his contact information, but he was really helpful.
Does he think an offer money for the
family? They might donate like donuts or water or something. He's in Logan. He's not local, but he makes the decisions for all the stores.
Thank you.
I will look farther. It's not in there. And I'll send it to you.
Thanks.
Good contact.
Is that for the 5K? Unless anybody has questions.
It was Tyler with Alpine Clean that we utilized, that we had a contact before.
That's who I talked to.
Tyler Fawcett.
Yeah, that's who I talked to.
But that was the local one, not the... He was a business development manager. He's not the decision maker. Because he had taken things to the decision maker before, and that's when nothing moved forward last time.
Thank you.
Do you want a phone number for him?
Sure.
I have an office number of 801-546-4600, which I think is just their general number.
Cool.
You can just
Thank
ask
you.
For Tyler Fawcett. Or whoever.
Thank you.
But they said they had partnered with Lee's before up in Cache Valley on events to do. But when they had done it before, they had done a community event where they had cooked a breakfast, and Alpine supplied the stoves and the manpower to cook, and Lee's supplied the groceries.
Of manpower, what do you need that morning? NOLA?
I haven't gotten that far yet as far as reviewing the all the documents and getting forward with the things that Lori sent me.
Okay.
But I will definitely email the group when I kind of get my head together.
Okay.
This week, next week.
Okay.
Right. Next time on agenda is the NSL Reads event, the Writers Workshop, which is coming up
next week.
Next week.
Steve, so, can I just say something to NOLA? The city is a good one to help with the race. We all come and volunteer, so.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because I remember in the past you guys have helped with the tables and.
Yeah, so we are the, good the to help with that.
Thank you.
So the Writer's Workshop is coming up on May 18th at 7 p.m. It'll be here at City Hall. I'm passing around the agenda. I'm not sure I have enough for everybody.
Is it going to be in this room or
it'll be it'll be in Council Chambers. And I will not be there that night, but Steve and Camille are going to handle it. I will have everything to them. That they'll need by the weekend. I don't have it quite put together yet. But it'll be a pretty easy event. We really only need three tables set up, a table for each author up front, and one table in the back for refreshments. I've emailed our sponsor, Sporn, to see if they'll do refreshments again. I haven't heard back from her yet. But last year she did cookies and water, and hopefully she'll do that again. If not, I'll make other arrangements.
Does she sell many books at that?
I don't know how many she sells. She it must be worthwhile to her because every year I contact her and she still wants to do it. So so hopefully at this one she doesn't set up a booth, or maybe it's just like a very small booth that just deals with writing materials.
Okay.
So it's a lot smaller presence for this event than for the fall event for her.
Last time, didn't she set up in the council chambers versus outside was the previous year?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think inside council chambers worked better. So I think we'll stick with that because it makes her part of the event.
Yeah.
And it also protects her books from little kids running around in the fall event.
She doesn't need a table?
No, she usually brings her own. So just a refreshment table and then the entryway table and then a table for each author. And then I'll have all the stuff to put on it except for the tablecloths that are in the closet with the tables.
Okay.
And then, this is the agenda, and I will send it out to our two guest authors once I get approval for the agenda tonight. So the theme is an introduction to fantasy writing. The writing exercise that everyone will participate in is just like last year. But this time we're dealing with magic, so we'll come up with five potential magical powers and then pick one and write a scene where their character uses a magical power to overcome an obstacle. It's fiction writing, so it'll be an invented character. After, just like last year, we'll do a book signing where we'll set up the table and the chair for each author, and then the author will bring their own books and handle their own sales.
Well, have you already contacted or communicate with Dan and Lisa what you want them to discuss about fantasy writing?
No, I'm going to send this to them, okay. But they know it's fantasy writing, and this is just like last year, so they know they'll have each about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'll send this to them once I get approval. NSL Live Committee will just greet people at the door, starting at around 6:45. We'll give everybody a pad of paper and a pen, and I already have all of those, so I'll bring them. I'll probably just drop everything off to Camille.
Okay.
And then at 7 p.m. is when the event starts. And I thought, Steve, maybe you could handle the microphone. And it'll just be a welcome to everybody, thanking our sponsors, and then announcing the writing competition and the fall event.
Okay.
And we'll have the posters for those.
Do you want to send me a little bullet points of the stuff that you already covered?
Yeah, I'll do that. That'll take, I figure, about 5 to 10 minutes. At that point, Matt, or will you be there that night?
Mm-hmm.
And are you willing to introduce the...
Of course.
Okay. So then Matt will introduce our speakers because he knows them both well. And then Dan will go first, who is our first guest author, talking about fantasy writing for about 10 to 15 minutes. Lisa Mangum will go second, also talking for 10 to 15 minutes about fantasy writing. At that point, Lisa will introduce the writing exercise, and we'll let everyone take about 20 minutes to do their writing exercise. And then about 8 o'clock, we'll call for 3 volunteers, 1 child, 1 teen, and 1 adult. Let them come up, read their writing exercise, and I'll have prizes for them. I'll drop those off at Camille's as well. And then for about 15 minutes, the authors can kind of do a one-on-one with the volunteers, talking about their writing exercise and using that as a platform to do more instruction on how to write fantasy. And then that'll be the end of the formal event, and at that point it'll just be refreshments and the book signing, and if you could post someone at the back door to hand out the writing competition flyers as people leave. And that's pretty much it. Okay. So that sounds good to everybody.
Because then we're inviting them back, and that'll have the date on it.
So,
we can also do the flyer for the fall event. Mm-hmm. Do you think that would be good to do that as well? Have you ordered the flyers yet?
No, I haven't. What are they supposed to do tonight? I totally didn't do it yesterday.
So maybe I'll email you as well the the fall event flyers.
Okay. So
and
those together.
Yeah, and then you can hand out each. That means there'll be 2 flyers.
The flyer for the event and the running flyer. That one.
No, the flyer for the event and the flyer for the writing competition.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Posters for...
But are we going to continue to hand out the flyer that has all of the running events?
Absolutely.
I mean,
we can keep doing that.
Ongoing events. Okay. Do you still have those?
I have a few. I don't know that I have enough.
Maybe a reprint?
Yeah, maybe a reprint.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have had those at the kite festival, too.
I know. I thought about it.
But I didn't have any.
I thought about it, too, but... You know about my kite festival Saturday. It just wasn't
yes,
going to
it was a crazy day. So posters. We need to get posters up. Because it has posters on Peach Jar, which I sent forward to do that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
But we need to get posters out to the schools.
Yeah, and I was going to talk to you about that tonight. Is there schools that we know of that we can send them to or take them to?
I can take them to all of the elementary schools.
Okay, perfect.
I have a track down where I can do it. I can do it all within about a half hour.
And then you know you're going to have to teach someone this track, right? Because you're leaving us.
I'll just inform you.
Okay, perfect.
Do you just take them into the front office and ask them to post?
All I do is I take them to the front office, let them know that it posted on Peach Jar, and therefore it has been approved by Davis County.
And then they'll...
School system. And they'll put them on.
Great. And then we can follow that up with the writing competition.
But what about junior high and high school? I'll do the elementaries.
I mean, I don't know what junior highs and high schools they are, but if someone will tell me, then I'm happy to do that. If I can make it happen before Saturday.
Hold on.
The junior highs for our city?
Well, yeah, I can tell you which ones I did. I sent them to. Just a second. Maybe. Sorting my mail for some reason.
So I think you're talking about that flyer that has all the annual events, mm-hmm. right? One-on-one flyer. What do you think, or everyone, about a poster of that that gets posted at every event? So every time people come, they can see all of them.
So you're referencing that? Mm-hmm. I can see if I could enlarge it.
I don't know how. I mean, that was a Word document. It was not a Rachel Made Beautiful poster, so I don't know how it'll enlarge. But I think that's a great
conveys
idea.
Conveys the message, so I'll check that out.
And next year, we can have Rachel design it, which was my intent this year, but we just couldn't get everything together in time. But then it could be beautiful like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We do junior highs. We do Mueller Park Junior and South Davis Junior.
Mueller Park. Okay.
To South Davis is the easy one. Mueller Park is the 20-minute drive from here. And then Battle of High and Woods Cross High. Thing is, I don't know if they're... It'd be great if we could try to get them posted into the English teachers' classrooms, but I don't know if they'll do that.
I can sure ask.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
But
can
I
just
need,
go into the front office?
I need 12 for the elementaries.
Okay, perfect. How many do you drop off at each school?
I drop off 2 to everyone except for Foxborough, which I get 4.
Okay, cool.
Because they like me, and they'll post more. And my wife works there now, so she'll post them herself.
Excellent.
Just thinking as we were talking, I know this maybe isn't the venue for it, but Daniel, he has had a lot of success posting his stuff, like self-publishing all of his stuff. And Lisa, of course, works for Storm Mountain as an editor.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting one of these times to have Daniel talk about his experience with self-publishing and how easy that's become, and Lisa's experience on how people get published through the more traditional publishers.
That
they
would
actually
be a
talked.
Great event.
They talked about that last time, though.
But
because there was questions from the audience, and they actually addressed
talked
that.
Talked about that, yeah. And I think that maybe doing a full event just focused on that could be really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the question everyone has, right? Is
well,
I wrote
the,
my
all,
book.
All the
I
older
do
people do for sure.
Yeah, how
yeah.
do I get published?
Like Daniel told me that he got hooked up with some group that is promoting clean romance novels. And so he wrote a romance novel as part of that series, and he says I've sold like that romance novel has sold way more than any other all the rest of my stuff combined.
Really?
There's just such an appetite for those books.
Hello.
Is everyone?
This looks wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. And I'll probably have to talk to Camille and Steve just a little bit, but I'll get all the stuff to you before I leave town. So.
Great. So if I get the posters, I can deliver them to the elementary schools this week.
Okay, I have them. So, and I'll deliver them to the junior high and high schools tomorrow.
All righty. Okay. Our next event to talk about is our Festival of Speed.
Go, Bruce.
Glad John's here. It's the same thing we did last year.
Same thing we did. Okay. I think we got it.
We got it. So Port-a-John's garbage cans, roadside, or road, a big flashing sign that the road would be closed. Orange candlesticks. I need about a dozen flags.
Now, I brought up 100 candlesticks last year. Was that enough?
Yeah, I think that was good. One thing we would like to do this year that we didn't last year was the intersection of Eagle Ridge and Eaglewood Loop, or Eaglewood Drive, and the beginning of Eaglewood Loop. It's pretty crazy, and so we need a policeman there. So I'm not sure who. John, if you've I can talk to Craig Black if I need to.
Yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'll mention it.
Okay, we need a policeman there, because there's so many people crossing that intersection, and we want to make sure nobody gets hit.
Well, does it simplify the intersection at all now that we're closing the road going forward right there? I guess we're forcing all the cars onto the Eaglewood Loop, aren't we?
Yeah. Anybody wants to get through
yeah.
over there.
I think the problem there is.
I've never heard any complaints. I've never heard that causes any.
Right. I don't think the people care that live on Eagle and Lou, but I guess.
I think it's a small thing for them. Another thing we're going to have 4 vendors. Three, I think, are the same. No, 2 are the same ones we had last year. We had Cup Pop. There's going to be 2 different pizza vendors that appear to be coming. And then there's Crystal Davidson, and she has a dessert, kind of dessert thing, a little dessert thing.
That's you.
Thank you.
All of these people contacted me. I didn't have to ask anybody.
That's good.
They know about it, so they're coming. Most other things I manage. My signs, I don't know that I have to replace any signs, but I need to repair the corners where the grommets have been torn out on 3. So there are, some of them have 2 grommets torn out, one, so I talked to my sign guy, and he's had terrible back trouble. he can't move his hands. I don't think he's back yet, so I may have to find somebody else to do that or figure out how to do it myself. The corners need to be reinforced, somebody to sew in some more vinyl and then put a new grommet through it. So that's something doable. I don't know what that'll cost. It's not going to be a lot of money. So I'm working on that. Does anybody have questions? If any of you are interested in helping with the traffic control, at 6 o'clock we open the grounds. That's right. And we let the cars come. They're all parked out on the street anyway, waiting to get in. And then as soon as, even about 10 minutes to six, they're not supposed to be in, but they start sneaking their way on. So we want to prevent that. There are three entrances. There have been for about 3-4 years now, but there are three entrances. They'll be marked with flags. They need to be guarded by one person. No, you may not come on. Watch out. Okay, 6 o'clock, now go. And you get out of the way before the it's a stampede. Yeah.
It's fun to volunteer, but if you are, you should refresh your memory or learn, in my case.
If it's foreign or domestic.
Which vehicles are foreign and which ones are domestic.
Yeah.
Because that will be an important skill.
And wear sunscreen.
Or else everyone, we have signs that say foreign this way, domestic that way.
I mean, the drivers know themselves.
Right. So then we have the signs out.
Yeah. But Bruce just said, hey, send all the foreign cars this way. Okay. Yeah. I got this American.
Are
I got this American.
Foreign cars tend towards the south, and the American cars tend towards the north. But, and I have marking, got these placards where I put them out so they can see that. And if they get mixed up, it's okay. It doesn't matter. People still have a good time.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Last year it began to happen where people on the east side of the road, after all the cars cleared out and went in on the grass, latecomers and others came and they started parking at a 45 degree angle all the way up and down there. And that turned out really well. We want to utilize that as efficiently as we can, because we could park quite a few cars there.
So the 45 is the most efficient?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works nicely and it looks good.
Who started it? I mean, how did they get started?
I don't know.
It sounds like it worked well.
Yeah.
How do we make sure it happens?
The food people, I've told I wanted to be on the west side of the road. I want them towards the west, and I just like to have the vehicles that are being displayed along the road on the east side. Because that'll be kind of our overflow. It fills up fast. For about 20 minutes, it's crazy.
It's fun.
So if anybody wants to be involved with that, please tell me, and I'd be happy to assign you a place, put you with somebody who's already got some experience, and then wander around and wave hands and say, no, not there, over here.
And new T-shirts?
I have them from last year.
I was thinking you had something new coming up.
We got a new poster. He's got a new poster, a new banner. I mean,
a new banner. Probably don't need a new banner.
Oh, we're not gonna need it.
I thought we approved
somebody for you like last meeting.
Seemed like it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you don't have to spend.
I may want to get another one. I thought you requested
some money and we approved it. But
definitely,
if you don't need it, don't spend it.
I haven't done that officially yet.
Okay.
I don't have an amount to say what it takes to fix the other three or whether to replace them.
Maybe it was the matter, sorry to divert here, but maybe it was the matter of T-shirts for the committee. So if we were volunteering, I guess for this, we wear your T-shirt, but
I have.
We never moved forward with that.
Okay. Shirts for the entire committee?
Right.
Mm-hmm. At these events.
It ended up being really cost prohibitive.
The ones we looked at had embroidery, and they were more, not just T-shirts, they were sports shirts. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, they were kind of golf shirts.
So there's other options to bring it up again.
I have yellow T-shirts, and on the front, I think it says, on the back, I think it says staff.
Yeah.
It may say Eaglewood Festival of Speed on the front. Yeah. I have 2 dozen of those. I have some other shirts that we used to use. They're just white T-shirts. I got them at Walmart, American flag on the front. Mm-hmm. So if we need to use those too, we can put them out. But getting 2 dozen people to come help, that'd make it easy.
2 dozen, that's our aim.
I ask a lot of people, neighbors and friends, to come and help out, and they're willing to do that. And I can have I can add a few more. I got another one.
So what is the help exactly? So you come at the beginning and you help with the direction of traffic, and then what after that? Like, is it an hour that you're helping? Or what is?
When everybody's coming in, that's about 45 minutes. We got to be there early. You really need to be there early. And if it's the first time you've done it, it takes a little bit of training. But you're going to say, what? But you can kind of tag along with some other people and get the idea pretty quickly.
And then do you need help after all the cars get sorted where they're going to be?
Afterwards, they just all wander out themselves.
Okay.
And people figure out how to get out on their own way. And then there's always a volunteer. There's always been a volunteer to help the people with the really low cars going out across the ramps to get out on the road. And nobody has scraped their car doing it. The ramps work just fine. And they're all, go slowly, okay, come on, okay, okay, okay. And then they get across it, and they're happy because they didn't tear their body kit off the car. So, there's some pretty good volunteer stuff.
I can come and volunteer at the beginning.
That would be great.
I don't know if I could stay the whole time, though, so that's
okay.
Why I'm asking.
Yeah, the cars get on it. We open it onto the grounds at 6, and then the grounds are open to everybody else at 7.
Okay.
But there's really not any way to keep people off the golf course and out of the whole area that want to come in and walk, but just don't want anybody to get hurt. Usually they kind of get the idea that that begins at 7, so they're pretty cooperative. You may have noticed last year that we handed out some certificates of recognition. I don't know if you saw that. If you look in the photographs that are, I printed up about 24 with the help of a friend who lives in Bountiful, but their business is in North Salt Lake. They volunteered to make certificates. And his brother had a lot to do with a big show at Saratoga Springs in New York, upstate New York. And he's a single guy, decided he wanted to come out and see this one. He'd never been out to Utah. And so he came out to be with his brother.
So he came out for the Festival of Speed.
He did.
Yeah.
He probably will again.
You got a big draw.
Yeah, really.
So, we had people from India at the Kite Festival, so come back.
That is true.
They live in our neighborhood.
They live in our neighborhood. And Korea.
Was a good
And problem. Africa, actually.
These certificates came out really pretty nicely. A gold label. I brought them down here and stamped the label with the North Salt Lake symbol. It was embossed. And the mayor's signature, my signature.
And did you give them like the best in show, or who got them?
No, it wasn't best in show. They're just grades. There were three grades. I think there was magnificent, excellent, exceptional, and so I think they're just
superior.
Those three grades, and there were only two magnificents. But when people got those certificates, they stuck them on their windshield. So in the photographs,
awesome.
You can see them. They were, I don't want it to be a concourse. It's not competitive.
Maybe a fourth category, not show worthy.
I say, just throw your ice cream cone on. But that's something we're going to continue doing. We want to do that because it was very well received. People that got him were flattered.
I bet.
Look at that. Look at this. My car. That worked really well.
That's fun.
People like that. Okay, I think that's about it.
Alrighty.
It's great. I can't believe July's.
It's coming up fast.
Not fast. So, moving on to, we'll now discuss Polynesian Cultural Festival. We still don't have anyone presenting that.
I received an email. I think everybody got it saying they won't be here today.
Oh. Okay, so just a couple, a note on that. We talked about, I think budget was talked about last week. We originally set a budget at $3,000. I looked at the budget again. We can expand to $3,500, but that's pretty much where we need to stand. So hopefully when they come back with their adjusted budget, we can meet within their needs. Otherwise, we may have to reconsider.
Or just cut the event, cut elements from the event to try to get down the costs. Let's see what we can streamline to get it done on our budget.
I have a question along these lines. Is there like a grant process or an application process that an event would do if they want to seek city funds to help support their event?
There's nothing formalized.
So what
here.
Would they do? Come to
here.
This meeting?
They come to our meeting.
Sell
so
it to
should
us.
Like I contact you first and say this group wants to come and have it be an agenda item?
You would actually contact who was the chair, which would be
okay.
Camille.
You set the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I sometimes get those people from you. You're saying people have contacted
yes.
you, and then they do contact me, and then we set the agenda.
It's a pretty low bar, though. If you say, I want to come to the committee, you're pretty much on the agenda.
Pretty much on
okay.
the agenda.
Great. There's a girl in my neighborhood that runs, she calls it Foxborough Boutique, and she's doing a free event July 22nd. She's already booked the park at Legacy Park, and she's got bounce houses and vendors and all of these things that they're just paying for all on their own.
And then what do they do for
this
it?
Is fun stuff.
Well, she rents the vendor space, so the vendors pay to have their booth, and then they sell. And then she pays for, like, the bounce houses, and there's vendors there that sell food, so she doesn't pay for that. But it's a really cool thing. She does the boutique about 3 times a year. This is the largest one she's ever done.
Creative
but
things, people, what
it brings
the,
a lot of
the
people
booths,
the craft boutiques. They bring a lot of people.
When is it scheduled for?
July 22nd. So I was just wondering if there's some process that she might go through to see if there's something that, I don't know. The city
well, let me
contribute.
Ask the question. People would be making money at this a boutique. Is that something that the city could support?
Well, I think it all depends. Because there are people making money at the Polynesian Cultural Festival
that's
as well.
Because
they have booths set up there that people are making money. They are paying to
have
put their booth
all
there.
Those stones about
yeah, there was some.
About that.
I knew that the discussion had come up, but I don't know if there was a rule that was.
No.
I guess it all depends on what the committee
okay.
feels, whether or not it helps with our parks, trails, arts, and recreation mandates. Does it help increase?
Like
exposure to the city, does it help promote the city? Would we get a large draw? It's something that, I mean, is it more a partnership with the city? Is it not going to be a partnership with the city? I know that is, you know, in this discussion I was going to talk about is that there has been postings already about the cultural festival. I guess I was talking to Linda the other day about it, that there have been postings about it, but nowhere does it recommend or recognize that North Salt Lake is one of the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
It just says we're having a Polynesian Cultural Festival at Hatch Park in North Salt Lake, not that we're helping to sponsor and put on the event, which we really should make that a mandate that if you're going to seek funds from us, that you have to make sure you know that we are helping to sponsor the event.
Yeah.
Not that it's
just their park for no recognition.
Now, it's not at Hatch Park. Is it still showing that on their advertising?
Well, that's what had been. I don't know if now they've changed it to Legacy. I'm sure they probably have.
Is that what?
But
it?
Again,
yes.
I just my thing is like we haven't even approved a budget yet, so I was concerned. You know, the postings are happening without anything being concrete from this committee.
Yep.
I suspect that if somehow it doesn't come through, the Polynesian people will forgive the early announcing.
Should be fine, but
my opinion is that's kind of a sticky area. Is how does the government get involved with sponsoring events where people are making money? So we have the Festival of Speed, where it's a free event. Come if you have a car. Well, it just happens to be there's going to be 4 food vendors there, and I hope they make some money. We're not active in selecting the winners or losers in that regard. Pretty much anyone that wants to come can have space. The Polynesian Cultural Festival, we're funding it, partially funding it, but we're not involved once again in deciding who's going to be there. There's someone else that's running it that's kind of third party, and the main focus of the Polynesian Cultural Festival is not buying stuff at the boutiques. It's going the stage, the dancing, the singing, the crafts, or whatever that might go along with that.
And everything else is in Sillery.
It does sound like this event is, hey, come here if you're boutique vendor, come here if you're a boutique buyer and participate together. And that would be one where I'd be a little, although I don't know how different that is from a farmer's market, which I would be more than happy for us to sponsor. Well, farmer's market is the same thing. We provide space for people to come and sell their produce. So I guess it probably just needs warrants further discussion as a group. And then once we had come up with a policy on what we think is right, we'll probably run it by the city council and make sure they agree.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to agendize that for a, just for a discussion. In the meantime, we can all ruminate on it while we're in the shower, and that way we get ready to talk about it.
The thing is, we usually set our budget for the year, or have been in the past, has been setting it in winter. We usually set it at the beginning before any of our first events start. So that way we know how to budget for the whole year of what we're going to set our money aside for.
But it sounds potentially like this event, all she would like from us is some advertising if, well, we,
she,
think if we want to.
She hasn't asked for anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking of it.
Or Lisa's just saying it's coming up. Is this kind of thing that we would want to sponsor? And maybe sponsoring might be just getting the word out. But we need to decide if that is the type of event we want to sponsor. And exactly kind of what is that policy? Because right now we're kind of, it kind of just passes the smell test where we all kind of talk about it. Okay. Does it smell okay? Yeah, I guess we'll sponsor that one. But there's nothing really formal on how we do those things.
Right.
And even afterwards we get done, and then people still grab me afterwards and are like, are you sure about this one? I'm like, well, I know it's a little iffy, but let's go with it.
We wouldn't want to be discriminatory at some mm-hmm. other
right. event. So I think we just have to, I mean, one thing we can talk about is, you know, for these larger events that they want advertising from the city, which isn't really a big thing. It's a posting on our website of an event that's happening within the city boundaries. I think it's more of how far-reaching is this event. If we think it's one that would gain a lot of exposure and benefit a lot of people and gain a lot for our city, then I'd say that's one that we would really want to stand behind.
So an example, a similar type of activities. Alicia Cannell does that big neighborhood mm-hmm. yard sale that's coming up in
Foxborough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Foxborough.
I think it was last weekend or maybe this weekend.
Oh, did I miss it? Shoot.
Maybe. I think it's not as big this year as it has been in years past.
Anyway.
I wrote it down whenever you said it. I don't remember.
Whenever that event is or was, I know. You know, she usually grabs me ahead of time and says, you know, could you get the park for me? And I usually reserve one of the pavilions at Legacy Park so that she can have some stuff there, and then she kind of promotes it. And I feel good about that because it's a city. I think it's a great thing for our community. It's a great thing for our city. And for us, just, you know, letting her use one of the pavilions seems like a small thing. We don't sponsor it any other way. We don't necessarily actively promote it, but we just don't charge them to use that pavilion for this event. And I don't, you know, she gets some personal advertising, creates some relationships, which is why she does it. But also, it's just kind of a fun event.
Yeah, and it is free for everyone.
And it's free for all the people that want to participate.
Well, people have to buy stuff, though.
You don't have to. You just browse.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it sounds like if, perhaps this process, we don't want it to be more formalized and we want it to just kind of come up ad hoc as things present themselves. But if it does, that all these proposals need to come at the beginning of the year.
Or
December 15th or something, like what, at the end of the year, so that there is that money for the whole year. And then if they're not, if it comes up in May and it's coming up in July, you can say, sorry, but if you want to do this, maybe come back in December. And
yeah,
right, but it's also a point that we have to have it before the budgeting process occurs for the city. Because that's when our budget is formalized as far as what, not only from our two sponsors, which is $5,000 from each, but then also we solidify what we're planning, thinking we're going to get from both the 5K as far as our registration, what money the city will make off of that, which we had estimated somewhere between around $1,000 ish, and then other sponsors that will come in and sponsor individual events like Science Bank, who comes in and sponsors our Reeds event, but they do with cash donations, so we have to actually have that as part of our budget.
But I don't think we need to be so rigid as to say if you're not here in December, you're out of luck. Because, like, for example, if the Polynesian Cultural Festival can't come together and it ends up not happening, well, that's $3,500 that we kind of have set aside for them that is now free. Mm-hmm. And if someone came and said, well, hey, I want to do a frisbee golf day, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm just throwing things up, and I think it might cost about $1,000. If the condition was right, we might say, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the year, if we don't spend this money, it doesn't roll over to next year. The city just absorbs it into their budget. So,
although, again, it's not, officially, it's not the end of the year. It's actually the end of the fiscal year, which we don't really recognize, but
that's true.
Kind of, we have to kind of recognize.
So we are a little off on how we can. We do the annual calendar, and the city does it.
It still balances out. It has been over the last few years. It all balances out.
So anyway, I guess that's a lot of words to say that we don't have a policy for our process.
Okay.
But we're also not hard. If you want to come and present it to us, we'll hear you out, and we'll have some intense debate and then come up with some decisions.
And we've come up with ideas that, you know, are things that the council or the committee has liked and the council's approved, and we've moved forward with them, but haven't necessarily been as successful as we want them to be. Our healthy NSL didn't end up being as well attended as we had hoped it would be, and we didn't end up repeating it, except for that was from 2 years ago, and then we added in just the
dental screening,
the health monitors at the 5K last year.
5K, and that didn't work out very well.
Well, either. So
it was not a match that benefited either. I think they are two separate things.
Right. So that was something that we tried because it's something that Sandy City had been doing for a while, and we tried it as a small version of it, and it just didn't seem to work with our group. We did the children's theater 3 years ago. That ended up being a well attended event. I attended four different.
I attended all of them.
All four. As I also work concessions for the event as well, but again, that's one of those events that there was a division of opinion on, because we had partnered with a business in Davis County, Spotlight Children's Theater, who did come in and they charged a fee for the 3 weeks of play training that occurred daily, and then put on the productions. The city, with their money that we put in, helped pay for the license for the play for Beauty and the Beast, and it also helped pay for the chair rental. We rented chairs rather than utilizing just the cement. But otherwise, they supplied the sound system, the costumes, the scenery, and all training of the kids and responsibility for the children. So the controversy was, again, we were utilizing a business to partner with to do a production. How much money they made, I can't say specifically. But because it was not only pay, you had to pay for the put your child in, but you also pay $5 for a ticket to go and see the production, and money for the concessions if you bought them.
Okay.
Did they come and ask again?
We were going to put it on again the next year, but the timing didn't work, and then the request was again trying to put it on the following year. The thing that happened is the first year we had decided to do all the practices here at City Hall because of having, you know, a space that really isn't utilized during the day. But it ended up being a disruption for the city. They weren't allowed to practice in here on Tuesdays because it was court day.
Right.
But they came in all other times, and it just needed to be a little bit more fine-tuned. And so what they were trying to do is partner with a school to try to do all the practices at the school instead during the summer. And Orchard Elementary had volunteered to let them utilize that space for all the practices. And then we would just do all practices up the street,
yeah,
and then performances and dress rehearsals here at the amphitheater. And so the city space wouldn't have been utilized, but Orchard backed out last minute. And so that wasn't allowed, that didn't happen. Okay. So it's something that, you know, we could have done again, but Spotlight, as far as that group, is very, has their own program going right now. I mean, they would partner with the city again because they liked doing an outside venue like the amphitheater, and could, you know, on their own, they could approach the city and do it as a venue,
yeah,
if they wanted to. But
if they came, the reason I ask is if they, it seems reasonable to me that if they asked again, it means it was good for them. They made money. But if they didn't come back and ask, then, you know, it was not a great experience for them, and they're out looking for better fields, better meadows.
Well, when we charged, when we did as a city, they partnered to charge less than they normally would. They charged $50 a child, I think, is what was charged, $50 or $60. If you want to do a performance with them right now, it's $125.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you're a parent volunteer. Otherwise, it's more. So they charged less than half their going rate because they wanted to partner with the city to do a fun event. So they didn't charge what they could charge if they had done it in their own theater. So But, you know, again, they had their own theater at this point. At that point, they didn't.
They are running a business, and so they, what they do and where they go tells you a lot about, you know, what it means to them financially. So,
right. So, I mean, they approached me, both years have approached me again, saying that they want to know if that's something that they can do again. And again, I put it the onus on them that they had to partner with the school because we couldn't do the practices here. And it couldn't be something at the parks because that interferes with our North Salt Lake rec for the summer.
Okay.
So they had to find something. And that's, they had that last year, they actually did partner with Foxborough for a production during the summer for part of the time. But it ended up just partnering with the school and doing the production at their theater.
Okay.
Good recap.
So, I don't know, is there any other event that, oh, and then the Three Kings. We are no longer, that's why we have extra money. We are no longer doing the Three Kings as an event either, which was an expensive event that we had, and that's why we have ran between $35,000 and $4,000.
We have three pretty great cycling peaks. I mean, the roads, do you know what the track was for Three Kings?
It just went up all these, up to the golf course three different ways. And it was just steep, nasty climbs.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really fun to watch.
As you volunteer to direct them and you point them up the steeper hill and
you
know, the different rides, you know, they're pointing there looking at you like.
No, kidding me.
What?
And Noah's done them all, I think. Probably Matt, too.
I've ridden them a couple
times. Well, yes, I have done them all. Not all at the same time, but I have done them all.
I've done them all at the same time, maybe three or four times, but they hurt. The second king goes right through the old part of the city that's like, you know, 15% to 20% grade, and
it's the
awful.
Shortest one, but it's the hardest one.
Oh,
yeah, it's a fun event, and I've received people texting me saying, "Hey, when are you doing the event this year?" I said, "Oh, sorry,
it's still on the city website."
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
As an event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take care of that.
And speaking of the city website, is there a mobile app that we're trying to start using? I just noticed when I looked up the Kite Festival on my phone that it said 12 a.m. at Hatch Park on the day. So I don't know where to chase that down. I just wonder if it was the mobile app or something like that. When I send Linda this stuff, I'll ask her.
Yeah, Linda's
the
one that's on
the website too.
That
so
might be what's going on. I texted Steve. So where did you want me to burn?
12
a.m.?
Yeah.
12 a.m.
Okay. Okay, so the chair notes, when we talk about the sound system, so one of the things I've been talking about based on our fiscal year is that it ends in the summer, July, is that if we look at what we have left in our budget, if there's anything left in the budget, I propose that maybe we look at actually spending that money on a sound system. Because then we'll balance it out and we no longer have to borrow one.
And at that point, investigate
from a state.
What size, what capacity you want, because I don't know that we needed all of what the Edwards provided, or it's just a small little portable thing.
I don't know, I think we'll have to look at what we got, and then we can, you know.
Decide what. Okay.
For the race, does the company that comes in to do the race, do they bring their own sound system?
No, we were using...
For that race, too. Okay.
And we've used it for a bunch of different things. We always use it for the second Sunday concerts.
Then
we've used it for...
We had it there for the October run, but we didn't use it. But that's another event we've used it before, I think.
And
so how will you know if there's money at the end of the budget? Because do you have to make that decision by the end of July?
Well, we'll be able to see what's been submitted. So if everyone resubmits all their receipts to be reimbursed ahead of time, we'll see what we have left, and if it's something that we can utilize, we can move forward on spending on something else. I mean, the other option is to pre-spend it on things we need for the other events, depending on how much it is. So that could be buying stuff for the five. Yeah, well, it's the end of June, I think we have to.
End of June.
Yeah. So we would have to, you know, we can pre-buy stuff for the 5K because that's right there too. Hopefully, a lot of things have already been bought in June. Submitted the receipts.
Do you have any submission slips with you?
I actually don't.
So do you just want to submit to purchase, because I talked to Cheryl, who's our accounts payable clerk, and she says if they would just email me what they would like and what they and how much, that kind of thing, then she's going to write up a purchase order and have them sign it. So we don't even need those little purchase orders anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I was actually wondering if I could turn in my receipts from the Halloween run. So that's different.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
No.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Well, yeah.
So I need one of those slips, but then that process.
Or just submit them to Cheryl for that. Copy me.
Okay. I don't need the slip. Okay.
As treasurer.
Well,
and then that
you know how
be.
They were strict about what. Yeah, she says, you know what? The best thing is if you just email me where you spend it, how much, and I guess if you have receipts to scan it and give it to her.
Okay.
Well, I guess you'd need receipts.
Right,
need
for
them.
Personal reimbursement.
Right.
Yeah, I'm planning on reimbursing my tights. It's almost $900.
Yeah,
don't worry. So I need reimbursement for that.
And it's better when you buy things if you do it on a separate ticket.
Then have to
then mix it in with your personal stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely do that.
I didn't buy any kites for myself.
I want to buy one of those.
You can have one.
They're
I
really
have
cool. Kite that will actually fly.
They do.
They're really crazy.
I know. Amazing.
And you can decorate them yourself.
Yeah.
When I bring the extra here, you can just go and grab one.
Okay, thank you.
Steve,
I want
a couple minutes on your chair notes?
Yes.
Let's see. Taylor, what's his story? Is he moved? So do we have his replacement coming?
James has to appoint
a
replacement.
Yeah, so he was appointed by Conrad. So James would be responsible for replacing that seat.
So James is still working on that. And did we...
Because James re-upped Taylor. Because Taylor's term was actually a
two-year. That's right.
And it was over, and then he re-upped him under him.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And did he come, and has there been a last day for Taylor? Or have we
Taylor did not end up coming.
He might have already ridden off in the sunset. We don't know.
Okay.
I have a few things as well.
Okay.
I'm always a little foggy on how and when we invoice the refineries for support. Does that usually happen just like after our new fiscal year begins? So like in July?
That usually does what you've usually done.
Okay.
I think.
Because they can't give us the money unless we send them an invoice.
Janice has done it.
Oh.
So we just need to make sure that happens. I got a text message today, and I called and didn't speak to her to get through, but the person from Chevron just said, hey, I need to talk to you about NSL Live.
Is that Michael Bird?
Michael Bird. This is Michael with Chevron. Give me a call soon to talk about our sponsorship of NSL Live this year. So I called her back and missed her. But I am assuming she's what she wants from us as an invoice. But I might tell her that it'll come the 1st of July.
Hopefully we invoiced them last year.
I'm going to check on that.
Yeah,
did we invoice them last year?
Because they donate money.
Because I'm the one that does invoices, unless Janice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that'd
be good to know.
Can't receive
we might have been spending money that we don't have.
And they like the festival speed. They like bringing their cars, and they like participating in it.
They do have some kind of interest in it.
Chevron does,
Fueling cars.
A race car. Try to coordinate the schedule of the race car so they could bring it to show.
Have you been talking to Michael then?
Yeah, I haven't talked to her yet this year.
Okay.
But I did last year.
Yeah.
And the year before.
The same?
Probably before.
And you also usually talk to the car dealership?
Big West Oil and Chevron, aren't they the same?
I guess
Chevron.
I guess that the imports guys are there usually, right? They're here in North Salt Lake, and also the Jerry Signers. I think they brought cars in the past too, right?
They are.
Signers. I've gone to various car dealerships, and some show no interest, but others do, and they show up. And there's Salt Lake imports that just show up.
Yeah, and they're the ones that are in North Salt Lake. They're out on River Road, right?
Yeah.
No, Salt Lake imports. I don't think they're out there.
They move,
but. They this new outfit they're bringing in cars that are now over 25 years old, Japanese cars that you can bring in cars that are over 25 years old. You don't have to worry about any inspections or anything like that. So they were not legal when they were built in the United States, but after 25 years, the law permits them to come in. So they're importing cars from Japan that are really fast, and you know, kind of fix them up and then sell them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So they brought some to the show last year.
Cool.
And I think they'll do it again.
The other thing I just want to mention, I got a phone call from the Davis County Celebration Symphony, I think is their name. And they want to know if we still want them to come and play in June. And I said, you know, we don't want you to come in June, but we'd love you to play in July, in August. And so they're going to get back to me and find out if, let me know if August works for them. But if so, then they'll be our performers for the second Sunday in August.
I have the garage sale written down for May 20th, Foxborough.
Great. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Okay. Just based on whenever you told me that, like 6 months ago.
That's probably what it is. I know I reserved the park, but...
So hopefully that's it.
I've slept since then, so I don't remember what it is.
Thank you.
All right, anything else? Then we are adjourned.
Okay.
Adjourned, 7:10.
Thanks.